I know. I keep waiting for the song to start, too. That's just never going to happen. But it's good music that our boss has picked out for us. Done a very nice job with this. All right. Fire crews in Grayling worked around the clock over the weekend to contain a wildfire. And it prompted the governor to activate the State Emergency Operations Center due to the wildfire in Crawford County and another in Iosco County. WJR Senior News Analyst Marie Osborne says the good news is the fire is 85% contained now, but officials have a word of warning for everyone who is headed to the outdoors in all this good weather. Our Senior News Analyst Marie Osborne is here. Good morning, Marie.
And good morning, Paul. Yeah, this fire started about 1 o'clock on Saturday, and officials with the Department of Natural Resources says the fire was caused by a campfire on private property. The fire danger is very high in Michigan because of dry conditions. In fact, a large portion of the state is under this dry condition, extreme dry condition. Conditions like this have not been seen in 20 years. Usually Michigan sees about 3 or 4 inches of rain a month. In May, we only got less than an inch of rain. So that gives you an idea of how dry it is. Burn permits are not being issued because of these extreme conditions. Now, the fire that we're talking about in northern Michigan was in the Wilderness Trail southeast of Grayling. It quickly ripped through more than 2,500 acres of jack pine, mixed pine, and oak. People had to be evacuated from their homes. They were allowed back, though, once a large portion of the fire was contained. I-75 even closed on Saturday because of poor visibility due to the smoke, and then it reopened shortly after midnight on Saturday. Thousands of people heading up north, of course, to enjoy the summer months. Reservations at campgrounds are nearing capacity, and officials are asking everybody, please take this fire threat seriously. Never leave a campfire unattended, not even for a second. Always check to see if conditions permit open burning. Put out fires completely with water. Do not park hot equipment over dry grass on the road because the grass can ignite. And you can have more of these tips from your local fire department as well, Paul. And today we are also watching, Paul, the fires in Canada, which are massive in many places in Quebec. In fact, they are looking at about 153 fires burning in that province alone.
You know, I'm not going to lie to you, wherever that expression came from. I hope I never lie to you, but I was a little taken aback when I heard that we had an out of control wildfire. Yeah. You know, I started thinking, we don't need to start getting things that we take for granted in California starting to happen in Michigan.
Absolutely. But it can happen here due to, look, dry conditions are dry conditions no matter where they are.
Right.
We have a lot of forested areas here in Michigan. And if they're profoundly dry, like what we're looking at right now, I mean, when we're supposed to be getting 4 inches of rain and we got less than an inch, yeah, that's something to really, really think about. So everybody be careful. You know, absolutely enjoy the outdoors, but if you're heading up north, to really be careful.
The weather prognosticators are saying Saturday and Sunday we should have rain. We already know it will be too little.
Oh, yes.
It won't be enough.
Yeah.
We need to start getting some rain on a regular basis like we generally do.
Like a squirt gun at a fire, right? So you just got to be very careful. Paul, I want to congratulate you on your big move and just nothing but the best. It's going to be so much fun to see you and hear you in the afternoon.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. You know, I used to do Focus when JP got tired of doing it. And heck, I even did it from Philadelphia for a while.
And Paul, I did the last Focus show here on WJR when it was on the air.
Yep. I didn't know that. Tell me.
I was the fill-in for the fill-in for the fill-in, I suppose, which I still am. But
but you do a great job, and I'm sure you did a great job with that.
Yeah, so we had a couple of guests on that we knew JP had often had on the air. One of them was Dr. Tanai. I don't know if you remember who that was.
I certainly do, yeah.
So he was one of the last guests. But we did that last show, and I was just so sorry to see it go. And I'm really glad you're going to be the one to resurrect that show here on WJR.
The beauty is, I think they got rid of it because they said, well, all of our shows have guests now. But The reality is, and certainly here in the mornings, we have so little time. I'm always rushing, and there's always other stuff we want to talk about, and we don't have time. So now we're going to have a lot more time to be able to get a little more in-depth. And frankly, a station like WJR, Michigan station, the great voice of the Great Lakes, really should be locally oriented all day long. Our prime time is 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. And for over 20 years, we were running nationally syndicated shows. And trust me, I loved Rush. He was a friend. I got to fill in for him. It was fabulous. We gave our listeners great programming. But there aren't any other Rush Limbaughs out there. But there's plenty of local news and information. And there's no reason for us to stop covering Michigan-related stories or even national and international stories and the way they will affect all of us in Michigan from noon to 3.
This city and this region is known nationally among the reporter community as a great news place to be. That's how much news of national and international significance we create right here.
Absolutely correct. And now we will cover right here. Great programming ahead across the board. First thing in the morning, it's First Thing with Mike Parsons, 5 a.m., JR Morning, Guy Gordon at 6 a.m., All Talk with Tom Jordan, Kevin Dietz at 9 a.m., Focus with yours truly at noon, JR Afternoon with Chris Renwick at 2 p.m., The Mitch Albom Show at 4 p.m., and Sports Wrap is back, the original Sports Wrap, this one with Sean Bolligian at 6 p.m., as we continue to do our best to make us as good as we can be for you.